Today, we as a Catholic Church celebrate the baptism of Jesus Christ. And it's the time now of the year where the Christmas season ends and we start ordinary times. And what it's kind of a beautiful thing, I think, when you reflect on that, because Jesus at his baptism left his hidden years, the time that he was living with Mary and Joseph in Nazareth, and he's now entering into his public ministry. He's showing the need for our baptism so that we too, from our baptism, go into our public ministry and our call, regardless of being laity or being consecrated. We're all called from our baptism to bring the good news of Jesus Christ. And Jesus entered into that after his baptism, of entering into his public life of 3 years of ministering to all that he encountered. And we heard in today's gospel from John the Baptist, because he himself was the precursor of Jesus, the Messiah. And many people were following him because he was the last of the great prophets, and they knew his teachings were authentic and genuine from God. But he had a great following, and some of that following was now starting to follow Jesus, and they were a little bit confused. And he reminds them that the Messiah, the chosen one, he is not even worthy of unfastening his sandal. And remember, the sandal taking off and washing one's feet was the job of a slave. So he wasn't even worthy to be a slave to Jesus Christ. And he showed the people the great humility he had and the great love of Jesus, who is the Messiah. And one of the famous sayings we often hear is, he must increase and I must decrease. And that's what John Baptist was telling the people of this time, that he was decreasing because the Lord was among us now. That Jesus was proclaiming the redemption and eternal life for us who believe. And so it's a beautiful transition of how the people then began to follow Jesus and to become his disciples, that John was used as a vessel to prepare people's hearts to receive Jesus. And once Jesus is baptized, we heard the heavens opened, a dove appeared, and God the Father said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, my beloved son." And we each are called beloved daughters and sons of God. And you see, for the first beginnings of the Christianity and our faith, Peter and the disciples and a lot of people thought that Christ came for the Jewish faith. And one of the readings that was an alternative for this week came from Acts 10. And if you remember who Cornelius is, he's a Roman centurion who's a Gentile. And he had a vision where an angel of the Lord comes to him, that he's supposed to seek out Peter, the apostle. And so he sends his men down to see Peter in Joppa and to send for him. And Peter, too, has a vision where the Lord comes for him, saying that he came for all people, that all are unclean, and through baptism we become clean. And so Peter goes up to Caesarea to meet with him. And he meets with him, and the Holy Spirit comes. And at this point, then Cornelius becomes the first Gentile baptized. And it showed Peter and all of the apostles in the church that Jesus came for everyone. He desires for all of us to be baptized and to grow in our faith. And that's what we do as Christians, to grow in our faith and to share our faith. And that, like John the Baptist said, I baptize with water, but he baptizes with the Holy Spirit and fire. And so through our baptism, we all are filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Lord desires for us to nurture that and help that grow within us. Because if we don't, our faith is dead. Because faith leads to good works. so that when we leave after we're fed with the body of Christ at this altar, we're called forth from our baptism and our confirmation to go forth and send and share the good news, because everyone we encounter during the week needs to hear about Jesus, and we are the vessels that he chooses to bring him to others. And I think it's a kind of a hard thing for us Catholics, but we're realizing more and more with focus and different programs that we too are called to evangelize the world, not just the Protestants, that we are called from our baptism and our confirmation, we're sent to share the good news. And a lot of us can feel inadequate or unprepared or a little nervous about it. But the Lord desires to use each of us. And we need to pray for the Holy Spirit for the strength and to be bold in sharing. To be bold in sharing. And the first way we share is through our actions. We can't come to church here and then leave and go back to our old ways. We need to share with others the love, the joy, and our excitement for Jesus Christ in our lives. When people see our fulfillment, our peace, and our joy, it's contagious, and others want it. That's where we start. But then, little by little, what can we do? We can share something, maybe how the Lord speaks to us during this Mass. Maybe it was through a reading, maybe it was through a homily. Maybe it was through your prayers. And share that with someone in a small way. No one likes someone who thumps you over the head with a Bible or can quote 20 scripture verses at you. What does that show? It shows that you have the ability to memorize. But you need to internalize first and then share through your actions. And that's what the Lord desires for each of us. And we're called to do that and reminded to do that in today's Mass through the baptism of Jesus Christ. We are all called and we are all sent. And he desires to use us as vessels in small ways throughout the day and throughout the week. So during this Mass, let us ask for the confidence, ask for the ability to foster those abilities within us. We all have that ability because the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And pray to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Lord to open your heart to receive him more fully, to receive what he desires to share with you. And their small little whisperings is how the Holy Spirit speaks to me. And if I'm filled with noise or distraction, I miss those promptings of the Holy Spirit. And I've learned from my missing it, and I've missed from the joys. I've also learned from the joys of when I responded to it, because he speaks to me every day. And I'm often reminded of one of my promptings about a year ago when I was teaching at the St. Mary's High School. I got a call about anointing an elderly woman in a facility here. And I was hungry, and I thought, well, I prayed when I got my car, I'm hungry, Lord. Should I go home and eat and anoint her, or should I go and anoint her right away? And he whispered, go now and see her now. And I did, and then I came back to the rectory and had lunch and returned back to the high school. And the Protestant minister at the facility, who's a Lutheran pastor, called the church here and said, I've never seen it before, but after Father came and anointed her, she passed within 30 minutes. Within 30 minutes, she passed. And it just shows how Jesus works through the sacraments. And her soul was waiting to have one more encounter through Jesus, through the anointing. And after she had received that, her soul was ready to go to God, her Father. And if we don't listen to those little promptings, we miss opportunities. And the Lord doesn't want us to miss those opportunities. But we have to block out the noise, and we have to act in humility. Humility as Jesus has taught us through his example. His example of being baptized. He didn't need to be baptized. He was baptized because he wanted to cleanse the water for us, so that the waters would be purified that we may grow and become the Christians that he created us to be. And because of his obedience, the Lord said, God the Father said, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And God our Father says that to each one of us here today. You are my beloved daughters and my beloved sons, in whom I'm well pleased. Are we able to believe that in here? Or is it just here? Contemplate on that this week. You are beloved, and he loves each one of us deeply. He desires for us to go forth to share that good news, so that our faith, if it's without works, will be dead. But he desires to share what's in here, out there. So let us ask for the courage and pray to be bold to share the Jesus Christ who is alive within these walls and within our community with those we encounter each day throughout the week. He will feed us with his body in a few minutes, which gives us the spiritual courage and strength to go forth to evangelize those we encounter.